And it's Monday, so let's see how our world filtered through social media this past weekend with Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate. And Julia, start with last night's Grammys.
Probably the most heated moment was the surprise at the conclusion of the event when Beck, rather than Beyoncé, took home the Album of the Year prize. Mm-hmm. Kanye West, in what appeared like a rare moment of self-awareness and self-deprecation, sort of faked bum-rushing the stage in the same way that he did when Taylor Swift beat out Beyoncé for an award a few years ago and kind of ran for the microphone and then turned around in sort of an only kidding gesture. And Beck was very cordial about it.
I think we have a little of that sound. Beck, who's, you know, kind of a smallish figure standing there, and this little figure appears on the edge of the screen. You say to yourself, is that Kanye West? And then there's sort of a gasp from the audience. Let's listen.
I need some help. Come back.
Telling him to come back there. How about a musical highlight that lit up social media?
I think the most surprising moment on social media was the moment when suddenly the entire world was tweeting hashtag Annie Lennox, you know, who's just a wonderful musician and singer, but not at the top of the charts lately. And she duetted with Hozier for a version of I Put a Spell on You that was just electric, and she was just a, you know, 60-something sex bomb up on stage.
And Hozier's a 20-something Irish singer-songwriter. He started off with his Take Me to Church, and then they segued it into I Put a Spell on You. Let's listen to a little.
I put a spell on you because you're mine.
So, Julia, at this point, I tweeted out, Annie Lennox must be the bus driver because she's taking them to school. It's just great. Go listen to it if you haven't heard it. So we want to get to NBC News anchor Brian Williams. He, over the weekend, removed himself from the anchor chair after the uproar over his confession that he misremembered, as he said, events in Iraq. He said he was shot down in a helicopter. He actually arrived an hour after another helicopter with troops was shot down. What are you seeing on social media?
One thing that was circulating as this story began percolating last week was the hashtag Brian Williams misremembers. People started to highlight all of the other things that Brian Williams misremembered. The time he struck out Babe Ruth, the time he was the first black president, the time he escaped the sinking of the Titanic. Of course, this is in some ways just a silly social media game, but I think it does highlight the problem that NBC has, which is he's the face of the network, he's supposed to be trusted, and this story and the problems with it challenge the exact quality for which they value him.
Well, it illustrates, too, how it used to be enraged phone calls to a network. Now it's social media, and it's a lot more obvious and quick to judge. A lot of pressure there from social media. Just briefly, Julia, I want to ask you about the other big controversy of last week, the measles vaccination. Scientists and doctors all over the airwaves discounting fears about measles vaccinations, saying how important they are. But what are you seeing trending on social media?
We're starting to see social media campaigns that are less vitriolic and more focused on effectiveness. So there's one hashtag called Vaccines Work, which just kind of is used to present consistent evidence from medical professionals and others. I think the jury's still out on how effective these tactics will be, but it's been really interesting to see the shift from just rage and dismissiveness to more effectiveness-based now that there's a real epidemic perhaps on our hands.
Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, with our look at social media on a Monday. Julia, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.
And we'll post the things we talked about at hereandnow.org. Annie Lennox, oh, fantastic.